Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
On Thursdays, we do something called the Best of the Midwest. And today, Susan Yarlum joins us, the Director of Sales and Marketing at Celebration River Cruises, to tell us a little bit about how to do that. On the Mississippi River, Susan, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about the boat, first of all.
Okay. I love the Celebration Belle. So, first, we are a family-owned business. We are here in Moline, Illinois, located in the Quad Cities area. We're a hop, skip, and jump from the Chicago area. We're a family-owned business, and we've been cruising the Mississippi River for over 40 years. We operate the Celebration Belle, which is a 750-passenger riverboat, which is the largest on the upper Mississippi River. It's a great boat because it's four decks high. We have two enclosed dining decks, two observation decks with plenty of tables and chairs outside. And then there's a gift shop on board, and just we offer a ton of different cruises.
And it's huge. You're right. The number, that sounds like a lot, but then again, it doesn't surprise me. It's a really big riverboat, and it has a paddle wheel on the back, right?
Yes, we do have a paddle wheel on the back.
And is it just day cruises, or do you do overnights as well?
So we do a variety of cruises. Most of them are going to be your day cruises, but we do offer some all-day cruises also on the river that go from, like, the Quad City area up to Dubuque, Iowa, or vice versa. And then we also offer in the fall time some cruises up into the Prairie du Chien area, too. And then every so often we do some cruises southbound towards St. Louis.
I see.
But most of our cruises are going to be here in the Quad City area.
I was on your website and I saw you've got a really easy to navigate schedule, June and July and so forth. And you can see what they're doing, where they're going, what the theme is. Because sometimes you have narrations, sometimes you have music. Talk a little bit about the programming that you put on the trips.
So there's a couple different daily cruises that you can do. We cruise Tuesday through Saturdays usually. On a typical day, we would offer a narrated lunch cruise and then a captain's dinner cruise. And then on weekends, a narrated lunch cruise, a sightseeing cruise, and then our captain's dinner cruise. But every so often on Thursdays, we offer some four-hour themed lunch cruises, which are so much fun. It's live entertainment on board, and then homemade sticky rolls and fruit after we depart. Then we do a full hot two-entree lunch buffet. Different themes include, like, classic oldies, hits of a decade, tribute to Piano Men, a new one that's called Tribute to Rat Pack this year, and then we also offer fall foliage cruises, too.
You mentioned the Captain's Dinner Cruise. Talk about that a little bit.
Yep, so our Captain's Dinner Cruise is probably one of our most popular cruises. We are known for our prime rib. We've probably had the best prime rib on the Mississippi River. It slow cooks from the morning till evening. It's a 2.5-hour cruise, and it has the live entertainment and on board, and then a 3-entree dinner buffet. With that prime rib, we do marinated baked chicken breast and then Alfredo vegetable pasta. Live entertainment plays a variety of music geared towards our audience, and then also they do take requests. And that's a great cruise, too, because you can go up to the top decks after dinner, just enjoy the sights and the views of the Mississippi here in the Quad City area. There is a gift shop on board, and then I always tell people, too, make sure you go up in that pilot house and say hello to our captain. He loves visitors up there.
We're talking to Susan Yarlum. She's the Director of Sales and Marketing for Celebration River Cruises, and the Belle, the Celebration Belle, is this big paddle wheel boat, the biggest on the upper Mississippi, she says. And the river's very wide there, too, if you haven't been there. It's surprising how big the Mississippi River gets. I'm so used to, you know, the Fox and the Des Plaines River or the Illinois River, which aren't wide rivers, but the Illinois is really big, isn't it? Or the Mississippi, rather.
It is. It's the majestic Mississippi. So there's a lot of history on this river. And so it's surprisingly of how many people haven't seen the Mississippi, otherwise actually even cruised on it, too.
Yeah.
But it's a historical river and lots to learn about it.
How long would be the drive? I presume I'm going to take Route 80 over. And if I'm leaving from the western suburbs of Chicago, say I pick up Route 80 in Joliet, how long does it take me to get to your dock?
From the Joliet area, you're going to be about 2 hours. It's usually about 2.5 hours from the Chicago area.
And when people go then, do they do the cruise? Do they stay overnight in a hotel? What else is there to do in that area if I was going to make a weekend out of it?
Yep, so the Quad Cities has something going on all the time. With our cruises, it's a great addition to overnight. We have several great hotels right close by. The Wyndham on John Deere Commons is straight down the street from us. It's also across from the John Deere Pavilion. Moline, Illinois is world headquarters of the John Deere. And so those attractions are always great to kind of take in, too, while you're here in the Quad Cities. We've got the Arsenal Island, which you can go see Lock and Dam 15. They've got a great museum over there. Isabel Bloom Studio Tour is always a great little addition. It's cement figurines. But we have several breweries and wineries and just different activities and live music happening all over in the Quad City area. So it's a great addition to add with our cruises.
Are your clients family reunions? Is it bachelor parties? Is it couples? Who typically is on the boat?
So we have a wide range of guests. I mean, we are family friendly. So kids are welcome on all of our cruises. So you're going to have a wide range. We do a lot of group business also, so you're going to have those family reunions, anniversaries, special occasion type things like to come on board and celebrate with us. We also do have some tour groups, so motor coach groups visit us, corporate groups. We do a lot of association business too. So the boat, too, for group business, we have deck charters. So, I mean, we have groups that have chartered decks before. We've had groups that chartered the whole boat before. So there's different options if you're looking at the group-wise. Otherwise, again, we are family-friendly, and we welcome everybody. So,
what's the price range on the tickets? I know that some of them are dinner, some of them are longer. I'm sure there's a range, but just talk a little bit about the pricing on this.
Like our ranges are going to be anywhere from $20 up to $199. So we've got a cruise basically for everybody, which is nice because we offer the wide variety of cruises. Sightseeing cruises start from $20. Our captain's dinner cruises are $56.95 per person. Our four-hour theme cruises that I talked about are just about $71, but that's for a four-hour cruise, a couple meals, and live entertainment. Our all-day cruises, I mean, you can do a full, almost 11-hour cruise on the Mississippi for under $200, and that includes three full meals and live entertainment and captain's narration and more. So there's, again, a wide range, anywhere from $20 really up to about $200.
And the food service you keep talking about, which you should, because that sounds delicious, and it's just a fun, relaxing way to do it. I presume you have beer and wine, spirits on the boat as well?
Yes. So all of our food is freshly prepared on board. We don't cater in anything. And then we do have full bars on board. So there's a full bar on each deck. We do have an elevator on board. So if anyone has difficulty doing stairs, we are the only riverboat in any of our cruising areas that does have an elevator on board, too.
Susan Yarlam, Director of Sales and Marketing, Celebration River Cruises on the Mississippi, just a couple of hours, maybe two or three from where you're listening to WGN Radio right now. You can see their schedule of events at celebrationbell.com. Celebration Bell, B-E-L-L-E, of course, celebrationbell.com. Susan, good luck. Nice to talk to you. It really sounds fun.
Thank you so much. We hope to welcome everybody on board and make sure that you enter in to win the package that we're doing with the Captain's Dinner Cruise and an overnight stay here in the Quad Cities.
Oh, gosh. Shame on me. I'm glad you mentioned that. Right now, listeners have the chance to win the Captain's Dinner Cruise that you described for two with an overnight stay at the Wyndham in Moline. And all you have to do is go to the contest page at WGNradio.com to sign up. Okay, Susan, good luck to all. Thanks.
Great. Thank you so much for having us. Have a great day.